Welcome to the latest episode of the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Fowler, and today is Monday, January 4th. In Oncology Peer Review On The Go's first episode of the new year, my colleague Hannah Slater spoke with Dr. Kai Sao, a medical oncologist at Mount Sinai. Sao discusses smoking cessation, its relation to cancer, and screenings for patients. More, he goes into detail regarding the National Cancer Institute-funded Smoking Cessation Program, a program Mount Sinai has been a part of for a number of years. Here is their conversation.
Great. So first off, could you just give a bit of your own background in oncology?
Sure. So my name is Kai Sao. I'm a medical oncologist. My subspecialty is in genitourinary cancers. I'm most interested in novel therapeutics and biomarker development, specifically for advanced prostate cancer and renal cell carcinoma. A part of my role here at Mount Sinai Hospital is I'm also the medical director of the Renberg Treatment Center here at the Mount Sinai Hospital. So we're always interested in learning how to continue to make our care delivery to our cancer patients better. With that comes to make sure that we continue to focus on what type of programmatic approaches can help us deliver better care in delivering better outcomes for the patients that we see.
So for those who may not know, can you explain what smoking cessation is?
Sure, so we know that cigarette smoking is associated with a large number of cancers, and that it's been identified that not only as a risk factor, in fact, many people after the diagnosis of cancer have trouble themselves from cigarette smoking. And a number of factors associated are with obviously habits and one of the unmet needs and the barriers that we haven't addressed adequately is the necessary intervention to help patients stop smoking. And we know that in 2017, the National Cancer Institute actually initiated as a part of their Cancer Moonshot Program, a smoking cessation program, where they had encouraged various sites to apply as a part of grants to implement a strategy and a system where by developing a platform, we could better enable our patients that we care for at cancer centers across the United States to stop smoking.
So now can you explain what the National Cancer Institute funded smoking cessation program is and what it consists of?
Sure, so Mount Sinai has been a part of this program for the last number of years. This is a part of the National Cancer Institute's program, which allows institutions and say that is in the cancer centers to apply for grants, where the grant would support innovative strategies to better help patients to stop smoking. So us and among other sites, cancer centers apply for grants, where by a two-year mechanism, centers with the most innovative and the most comprehensive smoking cessation approaches are awarded grants to support that effort.
So at Mount Sinai specifically, what does your program consist of?
Sure. The principal investigator that was awarded this grant is Dr. Karen Wilson from pediatrics. But essentially, I think cancer care is very difficult. What I mean by that is there are so many components of cancer care. And for a patient going through, whether it's understanding the diagnosis of cancer, understanding the treatments, and what are some of the effects from the cancer treatments, there are socioeconomic factors, there are the realities, you know, can I continue to work, can I not? What does this mean for my family? What kind of symptoms would I experience during these treatments? So cancer care is so complicated that often smoking cessation has not been prioritized as one of the needed interventions when patients undergo treatment for their cancers. And in helping clinicians like ourselves to better equip ourselves with the ability to provide these necessary interventions for smoking cessation, at Mount Sinai, our approach is to develop the comprehensive screening tool and interventional tool that's incorporated within our electronic medical records so that we can have our clinicians who are on the front lines seeing these patients. where they can easily provide the interventions possible. And some of those interventions that's possible includes, we have referrals to the New York State Quit Line. New York State offers a free program where they have counselors and smoking cessation professionals that will contact patients. That referral enables the program to contact the patients and proceed with the next steps of intervention. We also have incorporated within this electronic medical record platform education that's been created around smoking cessation. Why is it necessary? What does it do? What are the effects of smoking in the long term? Which is incorporated within our electronic medical record. So when patients finish seeing their doctors, they would get automatic printout of educational material. We also have enabled within this platform automatic referrals to our smoking cessation specialist. So we have a number of smoking cessation specialists here at Mount Sinai Hospital. And within a couple of clicks, our doctors at the cancer center can now refer our patients to a smoking cessation specialist to help them stop smoking. And last but not least, we also have incorporated a number of smoking cessation therapeutic approaches, including use of nicotine products, the use of some prescription medications that are within this electronic platform. So within the number of clicks, our physicians and nurses and physician assistants can, within seconds, make that decision for intervention and prescribe the necessary medications to help patients stop smoking.
So for providers whose institutions may not offer this sort of program, what would you recommend they do for their patients?
Yeah, I think recognition is one and foremost the most important thing. Routinely screen patients who are actively smoking. A question that may be often asked is, have you been exposed to cigarettes in the last 30 days, whether you've smoked or you're exposed to secondhand smoking is a phenomenon that's often underappreciated and underreported. So just recognition and the ability to screen patient is a great start. I would encourage that, all care providers, but specifically in cancer, incorporate as part of their practice to screen patients, whether they're active smokers. Having a programmatic approach to intervening and providing intervention for smoking cessation would be very important. As we discussed before, some of the interventions can be as easy as referring to a regulatory supported quit line program, like the New York State program that we have here in New York. Having the thinking about training specifically for smoking cessation, often that includes sometimes just counseling. But oftentimes it includes the use of pharmacologic intervention as well. So educating clinical providers about smoking cessations and when to use pharmacologic intervention is extraordinarily important as well.
So I know that you touched on this a bit, but for patients who are seeking out programs on their own, like those that you all have, are there any sort of resources that they can turn to?
Absolutely. I think various, whether it's, government funded or privately funded agencies that provide different resources. But certainly, I think for the patients themselves, they should first reach out to their caretakers, their primary care physician or their, cancer clinical teams in seeking for that help. If you can go on the New York State's website, you can also get more information about the New York State Smoking Cessation Hotline. And I think that's really an excellent resource for patients to start their journey in proceeding with smoking cessation, because it's really the one thing that patients can do to really decrease their chance of actually getting cancer.
Absolutely. So that's all I have for you. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you think is worth mentioning in this space?
No, Hannah, I think, we hit all the important points. I think, for audience who are either reading or watching this, it's really, really important for us to think about, even though we're all very busy physicians and taking care, particularly for cancer patients, where the care delivery is very complicated. But it's very, very important to make sure that we screen patients who are still active smokers, because there are things that we could do too for them. And by intervening and helping patients stop smoking, they can have better outcomes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really do appreciate it.
Of course. Have a great day, Hannah. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcast. The Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast is the official podcast of Cancer Network, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter @CancerNetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn @CancerNetwork.